The anger emanates from this weekend's fixtures in which two of the leading teams, Chicken Inn and FC Platinum, are playing their games tomorrow, while third place Dynamos is in action Sunday. This, fans say, should not be so, as it gives Dynamos an advantage, as they will play their games knowing the results of their closest rivals. This, says football follower Greo Kupakuana, gives Dynamos an unfair advantage.
These games should have been played simultaneously on the same day, despite the venues, so that the dissemination is... Now it is going to give another competitor a very big advantage.
Capes United fan Michel Kisusaga says at this time of the season, the leading teams should play their games on the same day and at the same time.
All the teams that are playing that had something to do with the title, they were supposed to play on the same day. I think for the fair reasons, so that there won't be any complaints from both sides.
Chicken Inn faces neighbor Zaumain, while FC Platinum are at home to our at Mandava Stadium. Dynamos, on their part, play Harare City. Chisaga thinks the Haumain game will not be easy for the Gamecocks.
Haumain, they are a team that is very quite unpredictable. Of course, they've not been playing very well, and Chicken Inn should not sleep. If they sleep, then they definitely the one who lose this match.
Harare City have not been playing well in league matches, but have all of a sudden picked up form in the Chibuku Super Cup. In three matches in the tournament, the Harare City Fathers plundered in 12 goals, and Dynamos should be wary of Harare City's newly found form. The defending champions will also be missing admin Stephen Alimenda, who is suspended, and coach Tondera Indiraya is a worried man. Wild scenes of celebration robbed Harare Sports Club this afternoon after Zimbabwe's Chevrons beat a battling Ireland by 2 wickets. The visitors batted first and set a total of 219 runs for Zimbabwe to chase after their allotted 50 overs. In response, Zimbabwe were superb as they plundered in 222 runs from 49 overs, leaving them with 2 wickets to spare. Zimbabwe are now in the driving seat ahead of the remaining 2 games of the series. Zimbabwe are desperate for victory over the Minos, having lost both their 2020 and ODI series to Pakistan. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.